AM 1220 and 95.9 FM, The Tornado. Good morning. We continue with Midweek Focus here this Wednesday morning, and my next guest today is with the Oaks archery team. They've got some exciting stuff in the works, especially a trip here in the near future. And we're joined today by a parent and coach of the archery team, Gail Zimbelman. Gail, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and so let's kind of jump right into things. So the team is going to Myrtle Beach, all the way down there. And so, and you guys are rated a third in the nation. So let's kind of talk about what your guys' season has looked like so far and what has gotten you guys to this point.
Okay. Well, you know, our season actually ended last year on a really high note because last year, remember, COVID came in and we had a team that was really good, a senior team especially. We were looking forward to them going very far. Of course, all that stopped when COVID was announced and our season ended. So there was a lot of heartbreak, and I'm hoping that's kind of what helped this year is people were frustrated and they wanted to keep on going and to, you know what we know we can do. So we put in a lot of time and effort. So our season basically started this year around the 1st of February. Mm-hmm. We started our practices not knowing what to expect. You know, COVID was still in the, you got to wear masks, you got to, you know, distance and all that stuff. And so we started out the season with 93 archers signed up to start. Wow. Now, this little school, Oaks, 93 students. Mm-hmm. That's amazing, you know?
Yeah.
And we had a lot of kids. That after school session, I had 30-some-odd kids shooting at a time. It was a lot of kids. We had a lot of fourth graders, fifth graders. And so we started out just with practicing. We practiced twice a week. They practice, there's three different times that they can shoot. They can shoot right after school, mid, you know, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock. So we leave a lot of practices open. So most of the kids, as you know, are in two to three different, you know, different things after school. So our job is to try and get everyone a chance to practice. And then if they ask, then they get the individual practices. So we started out not knowing if there was much of a, you know, even any events we could shoot at. But they started doing the virtual. So we would, those who wanted to, would go ahead and we would shoot. We would just score a practice round and we would turn it in to whatever tournament they wanted to go to. So that's how this year has gone. Then we shot the Oaks tournament, and then right after that, we went to the state tournament. State tournament was amazing. I believe, I have to refresh my memory, but I think we swept state in all the categories with first place wins. That just blows my mind, you know? Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of team people that won top 10. You know, you can't help but be excited about where Oaks is going if we keep going like we are. So then we proceeded to do again another virtual tournament, and that was for nationals. And so what happens is everybody gets to shoot individually, so they can either individually score, or they get an individual score and a team score. And so after nationals, we find out that the middle school ended up with third in the nation and fifth in the nation. So, I mean, how's that for how's that for that little town in North Dakota, you know? They said there's over 15,000 people who shot in that tournament, to put that in perspective.
Wow. That's...
So finding that out, we actually found out about 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, on a Sunday afternoon, and the excitement was riding high, and so we basically just had to take off and start our fundraising time. So that's kind of where we're at right now. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That's that's incredible. You know, small town North Dakota and traveling like you mentioned out to Myrtle Beach to go to these national tournaments. And so with that said, so you kind of turned the sadness and the disappointment from last year into something good this year. And so And so with that said, you know, you guys traveling, it does cost money. And so you guys are holding a fundraiser coming up here tomorrow evening. First off, let's talk about kind of what your guys' fundraising goal is and what it's going to take to get you guys there.
So basically what we've done this time around is this is our first live contest of the year. So this will be an interesting one because I have kids on this team who have never shot at a tournament in their life. So they're heading to their first event being in Myrtle Beach. So that's a record breaker. Can you imagine those four kids? But the parents are going to be responsible for their own kids as far as getting them down there. But we're trying basically to try and help with the cost, you know, because airfare, motels and all that stuff, food, that all costs money. So what we basically are doing with these fundraisers are just to get them extra money in their pocket. So all the money that we earn right now, it's going to be split evenly with all the kids, unless they're all individually doing their own money making. Okay? So that's kind of what's going on with these money makers. I know people have asked, is that going into a fund to stay there? Nope. This is going to all the kids. So rest assured, any money donated, sponsored, whatever, is going right back into the kids' pocket this time around. So we are going to have, it's going to be a pulled pork sandwich and baked potato feed is what we're going to do. So I'm kind of excited about that. Yeah. I think everything's looking good. They've been smoking the meat since Sunday. So it's going to be a good meal, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it'll be a, go ahead.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great event. And on top of the meal, you guys are also going to have a different activities and different events during your event tomorrow night.
I believe there's going to be face painting. There's going to be music. We are going to have a cotton candy machine, I believe. Unless something happens, we're going to have a commercial grade person making some cotton candy. We're going to have a 50-50 pot. We will be selling raffle tickets at that event because we got raffles going on right now, too. So there's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on at that point. We're also going to want all the archers this year to come so we can showcase just how amazing the whole team is, as they receive some individual certificates on just how proud we are of each of the students that we've got in that team. Somebody, this is an amazing team, and I am so proud of each and every one of them. So I want the community to see just what we've got in the Oaks kids. That's what my goal is, to share the excitement that I have with them, with the community.
Absolutely, and of course, it has been moved inside to the Oaks Community Center, and the event is happening Thursday, May 27th. That's tomorrow evening, from 5 to 7 p.m. And of course, everyone is welcome to attend. But if folks aren't able to attend, but they still want to contribute, they still want to help out, how can people do so and get a hold of you?
So you can call, you know, get a hold of an archer or just get a hold of me. I don't know if you want the phone number on the line or not. You can always call or text me. I can get you a hold of a person who's got tickets to sell. Or if you just want to donate money to the team, we have a fund over at the Community Credit Union. So they can just go to the Oaks Archery team in there. So that's another easy way to do it, is just drop stuff off there. We're going to be collecting money till the 6th of June. So, because I know some of the kids are starting to leave like on that Monday. So we want to get that money distributed, you know, to the kids before they leave. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the raffle. We are drawing for a raffle. There's a bunch of items that people across the city have donated. Very, very thankful for our sponsors, by the way, and those who have donated. There's actually a .22 pistol on there that people will have to pass the background to get. But we've actually got a bow on there, $100 gift certificates from a town store, all kinds of gift certificates and stuff. So there's a little bit on that raffle for any and everyone. So we're going to draw for that on June 6th at 2 o'clock in the Community Center. And we want the community to come, because with that event, we're also going to have our send-off party. So if we can shower these kids with the town of Oaks showing up, waving flags and stuff, and just giving them excitement, you know, it would cause me to cry. But what a great testimony to the town of Oaks to sponsor these kids as they head off to Worlds. So that's my goal with On the Sticks also. If people would come to the Armory at 2 o'clock, you can buy those tickets at that time, donations and stuff up to that event, and just shower these kids with the love that you guys have for the kids of Oaks and for what they've achieved.
Absolutely. So with that said, again, the fundraiser event happening Thursday, May 27th at the Oaks Community Center from 5 to 7 p.m. Gail, is there anything else that we wanted to mention? You know, the event coming up within the next couple of weeks that kids are getting ready for down in Myrtle Beach. And people can obviously stay connected with how kids are doing that. Of course, we'll relay any messages that we get. Anything else that you wanted to mention while we got you here?
You know, just basically, maybe I don't know how people. I want people to be able to reach us somehow. So the Oaks Oaks School has a archery Facebook page, mm-hmm. and that would be a nice way, if they have questions, just even personal message me on Facebook or something, if they can't find anybody to buy tickets with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of one of my big worries. I want to make sure that everybody has that opportunity to support the kids in any way that they can. We also don't mind if anybody wants to come and watch mm-hmm. the kids shoot on next Tuesday or Thursday, because like I said, we've been doing virtual. These kids are not used to people watching them, and that makes you nervous a little mm-hmm. bit. So if people just wanted to come in about from 7 to 8 and just see what's going on, you might have to stand far away, but you could, because it just, you know, we can't get you real close, but just to watch the kids and get them kind of over some of that fear. That's something that I think would be helpful too. So if anybody wants to come see how they're doing, yeah, come on over. You know, to the community center.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we should obviously give out the fundraiser information one last time. The fundraiser for the archery team is going to be happening on Thursday, May 27th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Oaks Community Center. Again, there will be a free will offering meal, face painting, raffles, music, cotton candy, like you mentioned. And so I encourage people to get out. All right. Well, with that said, Gail, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck to you guys. And we hope to talk to you again here within the coming weeks.
That was great. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Gail. And that is Gail with the Oaks Archery Team talking about the fundraiser here on Midweek Focus.